Okay, tough. Today's daf is daf nun, but Matthias, we went for a chen kol beis Yisrael and some matzar. Let's quickly review what we learned in the Mishnah yesterday. We learned that what's called fraud in the Gemara's lashon or the Torah's lashon, what does that refer to? The rabbi said that refers to 1/6. If you cheated him by 1/6, now what does that mean? 1/6 doesn't mean 1/6 of the value of the item. Either the mocher, the seller, got 1/6 less than its value, or the purchaser paid 1/6 more. Either case, that's called onah. Okay. Then we had another opinion, but what's the rule about onah? What happens if you were cheated? Does it mean you can go back on the deal? Does it mean you just get your money back, the difference? What's the rule? And if it's less than that, you were cheated, but let's say not 1/6 by 1/7. 1/7 is less than 1/6. So if you get cheated by 1/7, what's the real there? Presumably, you're mochel that. When? Gemara is going to deal with that today. But before we get that, the Mishnah said, okay, 1/6. There's another opinion. Rav Tarfon said 1/3. 1/3. It's only fraud if it's 1/3. Okay, so the merchants were all happy. We said in Lud when they heard that, Rav Tarfon said, it's only fraud if you've cheated by a third. That means a third is much more than a sixth, right? So if you cheat, let's say a quarter, one fourth or 1/5 between that, they said that's not cheating. So they were very happy. Very happy. They said, okay, good. We could charge more. Till now, the rabbi said you can't charge more than 1/6. Up to 1/6, okay. 1/6 is fraud. Any more than that, like 1/5 or 1/4, would be cheating. And Rav Tarfon said, no. A third is cheating. If it's less than a third, that's okay. However, then he said, wait a minute. But how much time does the purchaser, let's assume, have to check out to find out if he was cheated? How do you know when he was cheated? Say he was cheated. When? What, how do you find out? So the Mishnah said that how much time do you have? You have until you have time to show it to somebody, to show it to a merchant, or to show it to some expert in the family. Let's say that's an hour. You have an hour to after the purchase to bring it back and say, hey, I showed it to my friends. They said I got cheated. Okay. Then you investigate it and turned out you were cheated by a sixth. Okay. Let's say the deal's off. We don't know what the rule is yet. All we've said so far is what is cheating. But what are the rules about the cheating? Once you've determined it's cheating, well, one of the rules is you have an hour to show it to people. However, Rav Tarfon, who said, no, it's not cheating unless it's a third, that means he did something in the favor of the sellers, right? Because they could charge more up to a third. But he said, you know what? The purchaser doesn't have just an hour to show it to his to show it to somebody, an expert or his family. He has all day. So that they didn't like. Once it's all day, we'd rather go back and say a sixth, and you only have an hour rather than a third, and you have all day. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. However, we didn't see what the rules were. Okay, that's a cheating is a sixth, or cheating is a third. Okay, let's say it's less than that. What's the deal? You're mochel. Okay. How much time do you have to be mochel? Do you have also until you show it to somebody? Or is it immediate? The Gemara is going to deal with that today. Or if it's a sixth, so what's the deal? So you cheated. A sixth is considered cheating. The Gemara is going to come out the halacha that we always quote, that less than a sixth is mochel right away. A sixth, the deal holds, but you get back the sixth. You get back the amount that you were cheated. If the cheating was by more than a sixth, the fraud was by more than a sixth, the whole deal is off. Okay, but when is it determined? Again, you have an hour to show it to somebody. Let's call that an hour. You have a certain amount of time. But the Mishnah didn't really specify all these rules. The Mishnah just said, what's cheating? Is it a sixth or is it a third? And if it's a sixth or a third, how much time do you have to claim, that you've been cheated? You have an hour. That's it. Oh. Rav Tarfon, who said you have a third, said you have all day. They said, no. We'll go back to the rabbi's rule of a sixth and just give him an hour. That's what we saw yesterday. However, the rules are not clear yet. So we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Is the sixth just the sixth of the value of the item, or is it a sixth of the money also? So, for example, if let's say you got cheated, let's say you sold them something worth five for six. Right, so that's really cheating by more than a sixth, right? So something worth five for six, you're cheating by 20%, by a fifth. So we said that's also considered onah. Why? That's a proof to Shmuel that any way that anyway that it's a sixth, either a sixth of the value or a sixth of the amount of money, that's considered an off. But in that Bryce that we saw at the end of the page, he also said, oh, who was the lokeach, the purchaser was cheated. So what can he do? He has the upper hand. He can either say, give me back my money, the whole deal's off, or give me the amount that I was cheated by. But we'll see, that's also not lahalacha, because the maisa, we said that what's the rule of anah? If it's exactly a sixth, the deal is holds, but you get back that sixth that you were cheated. You get back the amount that you were cheated. But this brisa goes like the Mishnah, who holds that you that the one who was cheated has the upper hand. And this is where we left off yesterday, the third line of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Ibaylu pachas mishtus l'rabbana. Let's say it's less than a sixth. So you were cheated by a little bit. La'alter mechila. That's the halacha. As we'll see, I've mentioned that before, mentioned it many times. It's immediate. In other words, you walked out of the store, you were cheated by less than a sixth, that's it. You can't. You have no recourse. Is that the rule, that you have no recourse? You're a mocha right away. And even when we said you have time to show it an hour to somebody, that's, and if you don't come back and claim that you're mocha, even if it was, you cheated by a lot more. The idea is that how much time do you have, or what's the rules? It's cheating, right? Who determines that it's cheating? You have an hour to show it to somebody. Well, is that the case even if it's less than a sixth where you're mocha? Is it la'alter mechila? Or is it an hour? Again, the amount that the time it takes to show it to a merchant or some of your or your family member who knows the rules and says, what, you paid so much for that? Are you crazy? You know, let me see that receipt. You know, what are you, nuts? That's what it, so that's the time. So is when we say less than a sixth, your mochel, is that immediate? Or do you have an hour to show it to somebody? Imtim salomar. So you say it must be that it's immediate. Why? If you have given an hour, so what's the difference if it's cheated by less than a sixth or a sixth? Either way, you have an hour to show it to somebody. I'll tell the difference. The ilushtus, as we said before, that this Gemara goes throughout like the sheet of the Mishnah, not the halacha. He says, if it's a sixth, you have the one who was cheated has the upper hand. Ratzah chozer, he can either go back on the whole deal, or ratzah kona, or he could just keep it and get the amount that he was cheated by. But if it's less than a sixth, maybe you have an hour to show it to somebody to make your claim, but you'll get back that difference. And so you have an hour, and whatever the amount was, if it's less than a sixth, whatever you were cheated by, even if it's less than a sixth, it's a tenth, let's say, you have an hour to show it to somebody. You can't go back on the deal, but if it's a sixth, you can go back on the deal or get your money, or it'll go back on the whole deal, or just get the amount that you're cheated by. Where if it's less than a sixth, you also have only an hour. But even when you claim that you were cheated, you can't go back on the whole deal. You could just get the amount that you're cheated back. So maybe that's the rule. So that's the Gemara's clearing here. So Ma'i, so Toshma, let's bring a proof. Chazul de Vechvam, we said, remember, Reb Tarfon told the merchants of Lud, you can cheat up to a third, meaning up to a third is not considered cheating. And then, but he said, but you know what? But instead of just giving 1 hour, like the rabbi said, the people have all day, the purchaser has all day. All day they're not so happy about. So therefore they went back and they said, we'll take the rabbi's rule of 1/6 is cheating. We're not gonna, they were first happy. They said, oh, instead of up to 1/6, I can make a profit. Oh, I can make it, and I can price gouge more, you know, up to a sixth. I can go up to a third. I can cheat even get more money. But then when they heard that, according to Tarfon, yeah, you can get more money, but the guy can claim it back all day if he was cheated. Chazal de v'chachamim, right? Savrua. Now, what do we see from that? The Gemara and the Kasha in the base manager, the rabbi said, pachas mishlish l'Rab Tarfon k'pachas mishlish l'Rabbanan. Let's say it's a pachas mishlish l'Rab Tarfon k'pachas mishlish l'Rabbanan, meaning the rabbi said if it's less than a sixth, you're mocho, right? You're mocho, that's not considered or no. When Reb Tarfon said less than a third, they assume it's the same rules. Whatever the rule is for less than a sixth, the Rabbanan, meaning that it's not really Ono, same rule applies to less than a third Reb Tarfon. If we're saying that the less than a sixth, that you're mocho, how much time do you have to be mocho? You have 1 hour. Reb Tarfon, kol yom Reb Tarfon, you have all day. So Mishmachi Chazur, that's why he went back. He says, yeah, less than a sixth or less than a third, according to Reb Tarfon, you have an hour to show it to somebody, right? Either way, you have an hour to show it to somebody. But according to Reb Tarfon, you have all day. So if you say less than a third, is how much time? How much time do you have to be to If it's less than a sixth according to Rabbanan, we're asking, we say you're mochel. Is it mochel right away or you have an hour? If you say you have an hour, in other words, you have an hour. Within an hour, if you come back and claim you were cheated by a 10, you're entitled to get that amount that you were cheated by back. And therefore, according to Rav Tarfon, also the same rule would apply and you have now all day, because the difference is that Rav Tarfon said you can cheat up to a third, but the guy has all day to go back on it. So now when he told them, you know what, you can cheat, let's say a quarter. That's a nice example. Between a sixth and a third is a quarter. You could cheat up to a quarter. You could take extra money from a retard. But when the guy finds out that he was cheated, he has all day to claim it back. So they went back on it and said, no, I don't want to give him all day. And I'll give him 1 hour and that's it. After an hour, the deal is closed and that's it. Makes sense. So he told him, but if you say that less than a six according to Rabbanan, meaning that Onoah of less than a six is not Onoah, and your mochel immediately is mechila right away. Ula Reb Tarfon, or on the base of Tarfon Nami La'al Tarfon Mechila, according to Tarfon, a third is also mechila right away. Amai Chazer, why do they go back on it? But Tarfon Nechel, they're better off with Reb Tarfon's rule. Say, why? Demai Rabbanan Kamashav Lo Onoah, because what the Rabbanan consider Onoah, which is a six, Reb Tarfon is mechila. In other words, Rabbanan say that you could cheat up to a sixth, right? Up to a sixth, you could cheat. That means a quarter or a fifth deals off. That's Onoah, right? A sixth, anything from a sixth and more, a sixth, a fifth, a fourth, anything like that is cheating. Rav Tarfon holds no, up to a third, you're mochel. If we're saying that less than a sixth, you're mochel immediately, like that Rav Tarfon, when the Rabbanan say up to a sixth, mechila immediately, that means we're assuming that according to Rav Tarfon also up to a third, you're mochel immediately. So why wouldn't they like that rule? That's a great rule. I could cheat up to a third, and it's immediate, it's mechila. He's mochel right away. So therefore, why would they go back on it? It must be, therefore, that it's not that it's immediate mechila. You only have, according to Rabbanan, you have an hour to go back on it. And according to Rav Tarfon, you have all day. Oh, you have all day to go back. And you say you have all day to go back on the deal. That's what they didn't like. That makes sense. But if you say you're mochel right away by a six, according to Rabbanan, it means according to Rav Tarfon, up to a third you're mochel right away. Why would they have gone back on it? The merchants of Lud, who Rav Tarfon had told them, you can cheat up to a third. Pardon? Yeah. Rav Tarfon said he was more makel. The rules about a six, the Torah says you can't cheat, but what's the cheating? So the rabbi said a six. Rav Tarfon said, you know what? Up to a third is also valid. That was his shita. Yeah, so they told Rav Tarfon we'd rather go with the rabbi's rules of a six. Yeah. So that's why they went back on it. So Gemara says, "Me service pachmas shlishi Rav Tarfon." No, you're assuming this whole question was the proof was assuming that less than a third to Rav Tarfon is the same as less than a sixth Rabbanan. Me service pachmas shlishi Rav Tarfon kapachmas shlishi Rabbanan. Dami no, mishlo mishtus vachlishi Rav Tarfon kishtus atzmul Rabbanan. This is this. The Rabbanan say that exactly a sixth is cheating. It's on law. We'll see later on that the halacha lemaisa is that you can't go back on the deal. But we're assuming the Gemara assumes that it's Onoah, that the person who was cheated gets his choice. It's not that less than a sixth of Rabbanan is similar to less than a third of Rav Tarfon, and it would be mochel, but no, don't assume that. Lo, mishtus vachlish Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon holds, yes, you could cheat up to a third, but between a sixth and a third is like Onoah, meaning that the person who was cheated, it doesn't mean that he's mochel, we don't say that. Mishtus, he says you could cheat up to a third. But doesn't mean that he's mocho. It means that, like the rabbis say, 1/6, the deal holds, but you get your money back. You get the amount that you're cheated back. Maybe the same thing over here. Rabbanan will say, from a sixth to a third, you can get your money back. The deal's not off, but the deal holds, right? That's what I'm saying. The deal's off. So if they claim it, if he has all day to check it. If they don't claim anything, you keep the money. You could cheat up to a third, but between a sixth and a third is like a sixth. According to Rabbanan, that if the guy makes a claim, he can get his money back or he can get the difference back. So so why were they happy originally? What was the big advantage to them? the rabbi said, anything a sixth is cheating. Rav Tarfon said, well, even a sixth to a third is also cheating. So what's the big deal? A sixth to a third is cheating. They can go back on it. So why were they happy? That proves that why they must have been happy for some other reason. Tifshut, maybe you can be posted from this. The next question that the Gemara is going to ask in a few lines. Here's the question. When the cheating is more than a sixth, and again, the Mishnah didn't define what the rules are. The Mishnah defined what onah is. It's either a sixth or a third. And the Gemara, yesterday's Gemara discussed whether it's a sixth or a third of the value of the item or of the money itself, either one, according to Shmuel. Fine, but it didn't tell you what the rules are. Now the Gemara is assuming, okay, well, if it's more, if you cheated by more, the deal's off. Bitul mekach, the whole deal's off. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, bitul mekach rabbanan, does it go, do you have forever to go back on it? In other words, how much time do you have? If I was cheated by a lot, I can come back weeks later, months later and get it back. Can I go back forever? The Gemara is going to ask that. Or is it only until 1 hour, like the time that it takes to show it to your friend or to your merchant or whatever? So lechara, if that's the case, tifshit the bit of mekach rabbanan la'olam choser. It must be the rabbi, according to rabbanan, you can go back on it forever. The kivan the omelu Reb Tarfon, once Reb Tarfon said have onah, once Reb Tarfon said to them what that's what onah is. Kivan the omelu Reb Tarfon have onah, meaning it's not more than cheating. It's not more than onah. Whatever onah is, a sixth or a third. And the rabbanan said more than a sixth is cheating. Reb Tarfon said, no, a sixth to a third is oh no, it's not more than cheating, whereas Bitul Mekach. And as Rabbanim would say, anything more than a sixth, the deal is off. Reb Tarfon said, no, between the sixth and the third, the deal is not off, it's just cheating, right? Some who they were happy. Why? Because the rabbi said that anything more than a sixth, yeah, you have forever to go back on it. You can always go back. Anything more than a sixth, the purchaser can even come back weeks later and go back on it. And because that's what we're saying, Bitul Mekach goes back forever. And therefore, when Reb Tarfon said to him, no, it's only Ono. You can't go back on the deal forever. You could just, the cheater, the one who was cheated has the upper hand. Some who they were happy, Kamer Lubani told him, Kol Yom, but they have all day to go back on it. Chazu, Disaka. So it must be, in other words, from this we're saying, why were they happy originally? They were happy originally because Bitul Mekach went to Rabbanan, can go back forever. They said, no, this one will only go back for a day, you know, for one day. The Esau Kedach Bitul Mekach Rabbanan Bechdei Shiur Alatagor Lo. If you say that Bitul Mekach, meaning when it was cheating, was more than a sixth, according to Rabbanan, you only have 1 hour to show it to somebody, and after which you're mochel b'may samchu. Right? Why were they happy? What did they get out of it? If you say that according to Rabbanan, you have only one third, you have only 1 hour to show it, right? But Bitul Mekach. So what did he give them an advantage? He says also between a sixth and a third is also Ono, and just the opposite, you have all day. So what were they happy about originally? Samchu b'shtus atzma. I'll tell you why they were happy. They were happy by exactly a sixth. So Reb Tarfon mechila. Reb Tarfon holds, when Reb Tarfon set up to a third, so he wanted to say, okay, you know what, less than a third is not really being mochel, but between a sixth and a third is Ono, it's like exactly a sixth according to Rabbanan, that that's Ono, you can get your money back. Whereas exactly a sixth, according to Reb Tarfon, that would be Mechila. Rabbanan say up to a sixth is Mechila. Reb Tarfon would say exactly 1/6 is Mechila. So that's why they were happy originally. When he told them that, you know what, you can go up to a third, he meant to say from a sixth to a third, that's like a sixth according to Rabbanan. But according to Rabbanan, a sixth goes back. According to Reb Tarfon, a sixth doesn't go back in Mochover. Rabbanan or not. Rabbanan say 1/6 is Anah. And Reb Tarfon says that's mechila, right? Reb Tarfon, it's mechila, and according to Rabbanan, it's ono. Mechila means that, you know, you mochel it, we're going to say right away. So a sixth, according to Reb Tarfon, that's why they have originally, because Rabbanan said if you cheat by a sixth, you got to get his money back. Either the whole amount, he can go back on the deal, or exactly the amount that was cheated by. Whereas according to Reb Tarfon, no, you're mochel that amount. That's why they were happy originally. So therefore, you can't really be poshet that question. So we're not really be deciding it. And Lamaisa, the rule is that mechila, this whole thing that we tried to prove, what's the rule about less than a sixth? Is less than a sixth mochel immediately or only mochel after you had a chance to show it to somebody? You have up to 1 hour. Meaning if you claimed within the hour that you were cheated, even by less than a sixth, by a tenth, you can get your money back. You can get the 10th back. That's the question. And the Maisa, we're going to see that Loch is your mochel right away. Iboilu. Now, here's the question that we just mentioned before. Bitul Mekach Rabbanan. Rabbanan say if it's more than a sixth, if you're cheated by more than a sixth, the deal is off. Lo'olam Choser, can you go back forever? Odum Mechdei Shirel Tagar Lekov, maybe only of 1 hour. You have only 1 hour. If you tell me you only have 1 hour, so what's the difference between a sixth and more than a sixth? Either way, you have an hour, right? You have an hour to go back on it, whether it was a sixth or more. Here's the difference. If it's exactly a sixth, the one who was cheated goes back. He can go back on the deal. They can both go back on the deal. If they were, in other words, they both have an option to go back on the deal. Maybe that would be the difference. So maybe you have an hour, or do you have forever? Tashma, I'm going to try to bring a proof to that question. Chazul the Vecham, again, the people of Lud, after Rav Tarfon had given them a leniency and said you could take up to a third, is not considered Ono. After he told them that they have all day, the purchaser has all day to go back on it, they said, no, we'll take the rabbi's sheet that you only have 1 hour and go with the rabbi's rules of a sixth. Yeah, if you tell me the big mech is only for 1 hour, and the rabbanan Tarfon says, no, they have all day. That's why they went back on the deal, because they said, look, we don't want a third because that gives the purchaser all day to check it. Usually if they don't find it within an hour, I'd rather take with him, he has 1 hour to return it, 1 hour to go back on it. I would prefer that. Give him all day, not so good. We're going to lose business. So if you tell me that what? That bitul mekachon rabbanan is enough for 1 hour and Rav Tarfon gives him all day. So that's why they went back and they chose the rabbanan shita. In other words, they would say, I'd rather say it's the deal is only totally off when you cheated by more than a third, by more than a sixth. That's only if what? If you only had 1 hour, then it makes sense. But if you say, according to the Rabbanan, the bitul mekach, meaning if it was cheated by more than a sixth, you have forever to go back on the deal, why would they choose that? Amai chazru, why would they go back and take the rabbi shita? Because then if they cheated by more than a sixth, right, which means that the deal is off, right, but they have forever to go back on the deal. Would you give somebody a guarantee and say you could always come back on the deal even, you know, months later, years later? Amai chazru, why would they go back? But Rav Tarfon necha, they would prefer Rav Tarfon shita, tfei, why? To come a shavi leo, no, kalayon. Because he says you have 1 day. Oh no, it's only that 1 day. Basulo. The answer is bitul mekach lo shchiach. The answer is to cheat by that much, more than oh no, more than a sixth or more than a third. But going back to the rabbis, of more than a sixth is very not that usually doesn't happen. To cheat by that much, as Rashi says, ain shvach ze choshev le memidi lo shchiach. It's not a big advantage to them. Meaning, it could very well be that. The rabbis would hold, you can go back on it forever. But that's very unlikely to happen anyway. Most people go back on it that day. So to say that, look, oh, go back to the sheet of the rabbis give you forever to go back on it, that's very unlikely. And most people go back within the day anyway, like the sheet of Tarfon. So it's not a big advantage to give you forever to go back versus all day, because people go back on it, they usually go back on it that day. Therefore, they'd rather take the pagam of shtus atzma and say what? That the shtus atzma is the question is, amai chazru, why would they go back on it? Wouldn't it be better? The answer is, they go back on it because of the rule. They'd rather have not on the sixth itself, that the rabbi said we're going now. Rashi explains that he's going back from what he said before about the difference would only be by exactly a sixth. According to Rabbanan, it's mechila. According to Rav Tarfon, it's ona. Now we're saying no. It's even from a sixth to a third could very well be that he says that's either that's mechila according to them or. That they were dealing with the sixth itself, but the sixth itself, according to Rabbanan, goes back by itself. And Rav Tarfon says, no, sixth itself is Mechila. So they would rather have that advantage, right? They would have that advantage. But the problem is that the guy can go back on it all day, and all day wasn't good for them. They said, I'd rather take 1 hour and go with the Shita of the rabbis. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's why they went back on it.
I don't understand why they was quite. Better for them to have it for 1 hour rather than to have the third. I mean, it sounds to me like I don't understand it.
Right, because they felt that going back on it for all day gives the guy too much of the advantage. They'd rather have a more limiting amount of money because that's, in other words, if Because it's very easy. Their real advantage was only on a sixth. That's assuming on a sixth. So the Rabbanim say it's mechila, and they say that's on no. So like Rashi explains, it's very easy for them to avoid the sixth. Charge a drop less, charge a penny less, so you won't get to the sixth. We'll see examples in tomorrow's daf about, you know, cases where people realize what the price is and trying to avoid the oh no. So it's easy to get around that. But to give them advantage of all day, you have all day to go back on the deal that they didn't like. That was good. The merchants felt that you don't want to give a guy that much time to go back on. Like today, we have certain cases, all deals are fine, all sales are final, or you don't want to give people forever to go back on the deal.
30 days,
whatever it is. Okay, that doesn't help sales. I don't believe it helps sales. I believe it helps sales to, I think, you know, the scientifically marketing has proven that the more advantage you give them, the better off you are. I was the first one to offer in this country money back guaranteed. Now it's almost a law in many cases, but I was the first one back in 89, 90 to offer money back guarantee. Not you can return it, we'll give you something else. We'll give you a replacement, which we don't have in stock anyway, right? That's what they would always say. They wouldn't have the replacement stock. Money back guarantee, no questions asked. And in many cases, I didn't even ask for the merchandise back. The price was very low, just said, keep it and I'll give you your money back. And that increased sales. That's what it does. Because you'd rather buy, you're more inclined to buy from some place where you know, like today, Amazon, you buy from some place where you know you can just return it with no problems, no questions asked, etc. So anyway, so they didn't want to give them that much time. That was their view. They didn't want to give them much time, and therefore they went back on it. Because it's very easy, if the whole issue is just exactly by 1/6, meaning from a sixth to a third, we said before, it is not necessarily the same as less than a sixth according to the Rabbanan. From a sixth to a third is oh no. But exactly a six is mechila, so I'll avoid a six. I'll charge a little bit less, so it won't be a six. But the advantage of a six to a third seemed to be attractive to them, so they said, "Yeah, but that's oh no." In other words, he can get that money back if he claims it. Okay, I'll give him 1 hour. Give him all day. Rather not do that. That was the machlokas here. But the Gemara has assumed till now, as we're going to see the discussion later on, also that what we didn't really define the rules. We've said we tried to define a little bit by saying, okay, mechila, where it's less than a six, where you're mocha, is that right away or not? We tried to prove that it's not right away, right? If they show up, then we said, no, you can't prove that from there. Then we tried to say, okay, what's the rule about bitul mekach when it's more than a no, when it's more than a six? You cheated by more, you cheated by let's say, half. That's where you clearly cheated. How much time do you have to go back in the deal? Show it. Do you have forever or do you have only a certain amount of time? So he tried to assume that it must be whereas forever. That's why Tarfon went back on the deal. Because if it was forever, why wouldn't you know, it makes it, if you say it's forever, that's why they went back on it, because we don't want the wrath. The Gemara said, yeah, if it's forever, that's why were they chosen? If you say it's only for 1 hour, and Bishlam Bitul Mekhlorban is only for, so I understand why they went back, and that's a bit, if it's forever, why would go? The answer is no, it's possible it could have been forever, but it's very unlikely, so therefore they're very unlikely to be cheated by that much, so there wasn't an advantage to them. However, even though we said it's possible that they could have been, that the point of the Bitul Mekhlorban could be forever, and it's also possible that the Mechila of less than a six is not right away, but that's not the halacha. Here the Gemara says, where we're up to right now, the Gemara says, Omar Rabba, Hilchasa, the loch is, and we haven't seen this yet. This wasn't even mentioned in the Mishnah. Pachas Mishnah, if it's less than a six, nikamechas. That's it. Deals off immediately. Rashi says, La alter, nikamechas, Hilchas, Pachas Mishnah, nikamechas, La alter, and you're mochel right away. You walk out of a store, you bought something, you made a deal, you picked it up, you were cheated by a tenth. The price was, it was worth a dollar, and you paid $1.10. Too bad, you're mochel right away. That's the deal. Not like we wanted to say before, we said, Do you have an hour to show it to somebody? No. Alter right away. Like the Gemara said, when the Gemara asked the Kash, when we started today, yeah, that's the halacha. It's the alter right away. Okay, that's if it's less than a six. All right, Nikon. Yosar says, if you cheated by more than a six, bitul mekach, the deal is off. The deal is off. You have 1 hour to show it, and the deal is off. Shtus, I mean, if the hour is passed and you haven't made a claim, then you're mocho. Just if it's exactly a six, tana umachzer or no, you can't go back on the deal, but he gives you back the amount that you were cheated by. That's the halacha. Both these cases, the last two cases of more than a sixth, or exactly a sixth, you have 1 hour. So here's the halacha. If you were cheated by a lot, by a sixth, or more than a sixth, you were cheated by half, you have 1 hour to show it to somebody. That's it. After 1 hour, that's it. You're mochel. You have no. You can't do anything about it. But the rule is about the deal is off. You don't have a choice. We said before the one who was cheated. We're gonna talk about that. The other shita that the one who was cheated has a choice: either give me my money back, all the whole deal is off, or give me the amount I was cheated by. No, we're not saying that now. Rava's paskening, like we're gonna see, like with Nasan. Tanya Kabbal said Rava. Oh no, pachas mishdus nik nemek. The deal is solid. Less than a sixth, you're mochel immediately. Yes, Rosh Hashanah. If you were cheated by more than a sixth, but the mekach, the deal's off. Shus, if it's exactly 1/6, kana o machzor no, you can't go back on the deal, but he'll give you back the amount that you were cheated by. Divrei Rav Nosson, that's the halacha. Rashi brings down that Rav Nosson was a dayan, and we accepted his rules. The kamel Rav Nosson dayna. We went into depth, and we follow his halacha. So Rava Paskin like Rav Nosson, not like our Mishnah. Rabbiuda Nasi, that's our Mishnah. Omer Yad Mocher Al Yonah. Whoever was cheated has the upper hand. Meaning, Ratz Omer Lo Tein Lemech. You can go back on the deal. Otein li meshnes, or give me the amount you were cheated by. Meaning, and the same thing would be if the purchaser was cheated. He could either go back on the whole deal or ask for the amount that he was cheated by. But that's not what Rava said. It's not what Rav Nosson said. Rava Paschal like Rav Nosson, that we Paschal like, that if you were cheated by exactly a sixth, you can't go back on the deal. You can get your money. You can get the difference back. The amount you were cheated by, you get that back. The deal is only off if you were cheated by more than a sixth. That's what Rav Yehuda also. Rav Yehuda said that the other one, you have the upper hand, meaning the one who was cheated has the other hand, whether it's on Noah, whether it's exactly a six or more than a six, but you have 1 hour, and everybody agrees that you only have 1 hour to show it. Yeah.
Exactly a six. What are you giving back?
If you
the
cheat
whole six?
This the whole six, meaning let's say the item was worth $6 and you paid $7 for it. Okay. You were cheated by 1/6. 1/6 of $6 is $1. You paid $1 more. So the halach is you have 1 hour to show it to somebody that, you know, to show your, you know, we have 1 hour to make your claim that you were cheated. And when you come back and you check that, I said it's only worth $6. And you charge me $7. I get my dollar back. I can't go back on the deal. That's the halacha of the Rava Paskin like Rav Nosson. Whereas Rav Yehuda Nasi said, no, the one who was cheated has the upper hand. He could say, either give me my dollar back or the whole deal's off. But that's not the halacha. That's what the Mishnah said. That's what the Brice said, but that's not the halacha. Okay. So we said, how much time do you have? You have 1 hour. Amar Rav Nachman, the purchaser has 1 hour. You can go back for another. Why? Because the mocher doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't have this item. See, the lokeach bought the item, the purchaser has the item. So he said, hey, friend, look what I bought. You bought that? What'd you pay? Are you crazy? You know, shows it to people. He's going to have it. But the mocher who sold it, he doesn't have it anymore. We're not talking about a case where the guy's got a million of the same product and he knows what it's going for. He sold his item. He doesn't have it. Loshon lokeach, I'm a mocher, lo chozer. Name of Messiah, let's bring a proof. Chozer, the chacham, again, proof from the mocher, from the tagar, from the merchants in Lud. They went back to the chacham. If the mocher can always go back on the deal, that's why they went back, because they were sellers, so they didn't get anything by what do they get by saying that you know, you gave them an extra hour. Since they are the sellers, even the rabbanon say that the lokeach has 1 hour to show it, but they were the sellers and they had forever to go back on it. So that Reb Tarfon's advantage wasn't much of an advantage for that, because they always had more time to go back anyway. Eliam and Mocher Nami Kalokeach. I'm going to say the Mocher's like the Kech, he only has 1 hour. My Nafkamina, what would be, why did they go back on the deal? My Nafkamina, Kech, the Avla Rabban, and Takanfa Lokeach. Just like Rabban gave a Takanfa Lokeach that he has 1 hour to show it to somebody. Afnami Avla Rabban, Takanfa Mocher. He also has 1 hour. The answer is, so why would they have gone back on and gone back like the Rabbanan? If the mocher has the same amount as the lokeach, so what's the advantage? In other words, just the opposite. They have all day. The rabbanon said you have 1 hour both for lokeach and for. If you say the rabbanon say you have 1 hour for lokeach and for the mocher also has 1 hour. So why would they go back? Reb Tarfon gave them all day to go back on it. The answer is Tagilu lo shchich the toh. the merchants usually didn't make a mistake. It wasn't the big advantage for them to say, listen, you know, oh, we have 1 hour instead of 1 hour that the rabbi said, Reb Tarfon gave us all day to go back on it, right? But if you say that the coin to Rabbanan, the kasha was like this. If you say coin to Rabbanan, the mocher can always go back on it. So we understand why, you know, they went back like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan gave them all forever to go back on the deal. That's a big deal. The lokech only has 1 hour, but we're the mocher, and we can go back forever. So we understand why they went like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan gave them forever. Eliyam at mocher and lokech, he only has 1 hour. So what's the difference? It's the same thing, mocher and lokech. Then there's only 1 hour for them. So why wouldn't they be an advantage to stay with Reb Tarfon, who gave all day to go back on the deal? The answer is all day for them is not a big advantage, because Targulu lo shchich l'to, they usually don't make a mistake. So in other words, they would rather say, we'll go to Rabbanan, you have only 1 hour for the purchaser to go back on the deal, right? We'll have 1 hour to go back to the purchaser. Even if you say that we also only have 1 hour, we don't care about ourselves, because we're not going to make a mistake. It's more likely that the purchaser will make a mistake, and we'd rather give him only 1 hour instead of all day. And that's why they went back on the deal. All right, we'll see some cases outlining these halachas tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.